This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechipiri kubvumbi 12/2016.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ine ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Ine ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kusiya basa nechimbi-chimbi sezvo vatadza kugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi nemamwe matambudziko akatarisana nenyika.
Vamwe vakatsigira vaMugabe kuti vapinde panyanga muna 1975 pasi pemugagao declaration, voti havachatsigiri vaMugabe kuti varambe vari mutungamiri.
Vagari vekumasvingo voshoropodza bhiri remutemo wekuregererana nerunyararo vachiti rinopa masimba akawanda kugurukota rezvemitemo.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vamwe vapfumbamwe vaive nhengo dzezano dzakanyora gwaro remugagao declaration kuTanzania muna Gumiguru 1975, iro rakabvisa vandava ningistole pautungamiri webato rezano, richitsigira vaive munyori mukuru webato vaRobert Mugabe kuti vaende panyanga, vanoti vabvisa rutsigiro urwu. Pamusangano waitwa muHarare nevatori venhau nhasi, vamwe vevakasaina gwaro remugagao iri vaudza vatori venhau ava kuti vatora danho iri nekuda kwekuti vaMugabe varasa gwara ravakasarudzirwa, uye vaMugabe vari pachigaro chemutungamiri webato zviri kunze kwemutemo sezvo pasina kuitwa musangano wekongresi wekuvasarudza zviri pamutemo. Vataura vakamirira chikwata chakasaina gwaro remugagao iri muna 1975 vaBernard Manyadza, avaizikanwa nerekuti pakachipoera uye vaitungamira nenyaya dzekudzidziswa kwechiuto, vanoti danho ravatora iri runoreva kuti vaMugabe vanofanirwa kusiya basa izvozvi sezvo vakapinda pautungamiri zvisina kutsigirwa nevanhu. Vanotiwo izvi zvinoreva kuti vaMugabe havafanirwi kukwikwidza musarudzo dza2018. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navaManyadza pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Takanyora document rokuti vasitole vatikanganisira. Next in line the Secretary General weZANU Robert Mugabe kuti ngaachititungamirira. Takanga tichiziva kuti akanga akuMozambique, saka takakonsultana nevakanga vari kumvimba prison kuKabwe, tikakonsultana nemakomandazi mamwe akanga auya kuFrance. Pakauya nemeseji iyo vakadzoka kumugagao, ndobva takachinyora mugagao document yekuti kwasitole tabva takuenda kuna vaMugabe saSecretary General.
Saka nhasi pamatemi hamuchada utungamiri hwavaMugabe, chii chashanduka chasvitsa mutore danho iroro?
Chakashanduka Kandemiri, kwakaita mistake iri strategic kuMozambique, kwokuti pasina Congress pakazoita confirmment yekuti first secretary and president, zvakange zvisiri muconstitution ya1963. First secretary and president ndo pane genesis ye-one center of power. Nyaya dzakaitika kuMozambique ndo dzakaita kuti vamwe vanhu vatopedzisira havazosungwa, nekuti takanga taa kuti kuleadership especially yekumilitary zvamuri kuita izvi is unconstitutional. Muchenjero kuti munokireta monitor yandingakwanisi kuzonokondorora maakumusha. Isu tinongova mafighters, asi kuti muti munhu anzi first secretary and president makanganisa, nokuti hakuna madherigates abva kumusha anoita secongress.
VaManyadza, vamwe vanogona kuti munogona kunge mangove neshaisano navaMugabe, munoti?
Inini chokutanga ndakaenda kuhondo November 1972 ndichibva kuchikoro ndikanorwa ndiri kuzanla ndingade ndakanorwa ndiri kuzipura asi ndakanorwa kuno kuti ndine chinangwa chekuti nyika Zimbabwe ndiyo biga picture nyika ngaisununguke chinotishatirisa kunyanya vakandemiri ndechekuti zvacho zvandakarwira hazvisiri izvo zvakuitika manje takuona opposite yezvatakarwira nezvonyanya kurwadza izvozvo saka magrepes aya haasi only sour anotova bitter nekuti ndiri kutiona kuti ko zvataakutionai akaunda revolution zve yekuti ma-one man one vote aya aakutorerwa vanhu manje kwakune chinonzi one cent of power kwava vanhu ava power yavachazenjarii zvavariwo vaibikira zvavariwo vaitipa information votadza kana chiona chio chavanodhizaidha nezveupenyu hwavo
avanga vari mumwe wakanyora gwaro remugaga wedeclaration rakapinza vamugabe panyanga muzano muna 1975 vabenard manyadza avaizikanwa sava pakachipoera vari parunhare muharare nestudio 7
vamwe vaimbova varwiri vehondo yerusununguko vechidzimai vanoti zuva rerusununguko rinovarwadza kuti varipemberere nekuti zvinhu zvavakarwira hazvisati zvanyatsozadzikiswa amai Defin kanoti vanoti madzimai mazhinji akarwa hondo yerusununguko hapana zvavakawana uye vamwe vavo vari kunonga svosve nemuromo zvichienzaniswa nevanhurume vakakwanisa kupiwa zvigaro zvepamusoro nemabasa akanaka amai kanoti vanotiwo zvinorwadza kuti vafunge zvavakasangana nazvo muhondo vozoona upenyu hwavari kurarama pari zvino kunyange hazvo vakakwanisa kuenda kuzvikoro zvepamusoro amai kanoti vanotiwo uori nechizivano ndizvo zviri kuuraya nyika kunyanya kune avo vaive varwiri vehondo yerusununguko marvelous muhlanganya westudio 7 aita hurukuro naamai kanoti kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi
chokwadi inini zvangu pache zvangu as an individual ndinoona kuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana usina munhu anokuziva problem yanetsa muno munyika ndeye corruption ende kana usina connection feather ya connected by blood or marriage kuti uwane basa even if munhu uchiziva kuti uri capable uwane basa kana kuti uwane ukwanise kana kuenda kumission kana kuti uwane zvaunokwanisa kuti uwane kuva board member chaiko chaiko unofanirwa yes to be known zvinova zvinhu zvatiso nekuti pata tiri kunana mozambique nekunana zambia taichimwa tese tichanodya tichiguta takuzimbabwe but iye zvinoizvi unoona kuti izvo chatakarwira chaicho chacho hapana kana idzo mari dzepensheni dzachona idzodzo 206 inokwane chii ende kune vamwe havasi kutomboiwana $206 pamwedzi inokwane chii ndopachabva fees ndopachabva upkeep yese independence yaa kana ichiuya musi wa18 unenge uchifanira kunge munhu uchifara uchinyatsoziva kuti ndo zvatakarwira asi hapana
saka imi pazuva rakadai sezuva reindependence iwo musi wa18 April munowanzokuitei musi iwoyu ndangariro dzenyu dzinombodzokera here mune zvamaisangana nazvo muri kuhondo uyezve pamakadzoka kubva kuhondo makawana rubatsiro here rwatingati rwecounselling
Rubatsa wa counseling inini ndaito zvitaura kuti tingaita vati takaitwa social takapita social integration aina kuitwa takaitwa counseling aina kuitwa hapana akanga sine basa nazvo because ini maonero angu ndiri kuti vakavatoona kuti izvo chi ava vana vaka takavashandisa zvakapera hatisine nechekuita navo ivo zvavo zvavaitira nekuti chingadai chakaitwa ndechekuti tingadai takaitwa counseling nekuti chokwadi izvo zvatakasangana nazvo muhondo zvakaoma inini even up to now ndinogara ndichitoro ndinorota pachimoyo paachibhombwa zvese nekunana anenge nekuneko kumudzingadzi kwachona vese vangari masamari angu vese ndichiwaona vachiuya kuhope kwangu saka ndine trauma yandinayo and trauma haisi yangu chete makomrades mazhinji dza traumatized nezvinhu zvatakaita go through nguva dzehondo saka zvese izvozvo zvinhu zvaifanwa kunge zvichiitwa and saka inini musi wa18 unondirwadza zvisingatomboita musi wa18 April unondirwadza zvisingaite kuti ndizvo here zvatakarwira zvekuti a few individuals ndo vari kudya vachiguta ndo vari kufara and izvi vari kuita at the expense of my comrades tine makomrades akasara kunana Chimoyo kuyakuya nekunana Zambia and hapana neshungu nazvo.
Amai Daphne Kanoti vaimbova murwiri wehondo yerusununguko vanga vachitaura vari parunare naMarvelous Mhlanganya uyu weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kusiya basa izvozvi sezvo vatadza kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi hwenyika. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anoti panyaya iyi.
Masoja imimi, uri musoja wehondo, uri musoja iwewe.
Vataura pamusangano wavaita nevadzidzi vepaUniversity of Zimbabwe nhasi masikati, vatsvangirai vati vaMugabe vanofanira kusiya basa nechimbi-chimbi sezvo upfumi hwenyika hwagwadama. Vachiti hapasisina tarisiro yekuti hurumende yeZANU-PF ichakwanisa kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika. Vatsvangirai vati vari mubato iri vari kupedzera nguva yavo mumakakatanwa ekuti achatora matomu kubva kuna vaMugabe ndiani.
But I want to say to people of Zimbabwe, including my students, the time for Mugabe to retire and to have a dignified retirement is now. Anditika, let him have a dignified exit. Let him have a dignified retirement. Tozopota kuti chinobvunza isu vana tsvange kuti nai mudhara apa maipa fambisa sei. Anditi maona manje. Zvinhu zvinosiyiranwa, isu chasiyirawo vamwe, and hopefully it's you the leaders of tomorrow. Ndiri kuda kuti ndidaiwo. Nditi. Ina hapana chimwe chatichati.
Hatina kukwanisa kutaura nemutauriri weZANU-PF vaSimon Kayamoyo kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi. Vatsvangirai vakurudzirawo vadzidzi kuti vabatane nebato ravo mukuratidzira kwariri kuronga kuita nemusi wechina. Vachiti kuvadzidzi hapana inofurira ivete. Vati vadzidzi vanofanira kusunga dzisimbe kuti varwire nyaya dziri kuvanetsa.
Kuti pauniversity pazoita ungovernable. It was because students had taken a stand and drew the line in the sand. But unless we, as the youth of this country, are able to fight for the future of our nation, our future is bleak. Hey, Trogo, now, Timoloti, not to angry. Tipeo solution to all these problems. I have no solution.
Mutungamiri wesangano revadzidzi paUniversity of Zimbabwe vatonderai dombo vaudza vatsvangirai kuti vadzidzi vazhinji vava kusiyira chikoro panzira nepamusana pekuoma kuri kuramba kuchiita upenyu. Vadombo vati vamwe vadzidzisikana vave kuita zvechipfambi kuti vawane raramo nepamusana pekuhomerwa kwavari kuitwa neupenyu.
The economy yedu yenyika haisi kufamba zvakanaka. Hotarisa kuti vabereki vanenge vachida kuti vabhadhare mafees, matuition, and tava nenhamba yakakura yamastudents ari kudefer, like kusiya zvidzidzo nekuti izvo ndovatadza vakundikana kubhadhara. And uchiona nayo yeekonomi yenyika iri kuita kuti vamwe vabereki vakurasikirwa nemabasa, havachakwanisa kuti varambe vachibhadhara.
Vatsvangirai vanga vachifamba nemunyori mukuru mubato ravo vaDouglas Mwonzora pamwe neutungamiriri weboka revechidiki mubato ravo vaimbova mutungamiriri wesangano revadzidzi reZinasu vaLove Moch Noputsa avo vanove zvakare munyori muboka revechidiki muMDCT vaudza musangano uyu kuti yave nguva yekuti vadzidzi vashande pamwe chete.
Because imimi sema students, you are citizens, you are students, fine, but you are citizens first. So whatever is happening in Munyika affects each and everyone here. The economy kadona Munyika, the student ndiye anonyaya kusafa. Mabasa akashaikwa Munyika, the graduate achipedza chikoro ndiye anosafa. Vanhu vakanzi vanorambidzwa kunge vachexercise ma freedoms avo. You suffer as citizens first, most suffer as students. So it's very important as you go through your education, but you also take time to speak to issues of national interest that affect the country.
Vamwe vanga vari pamusangano uyu vanosanganisira mutungamiriri weboka revechidiki mubato iri vaHappy Mochidziva. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Sacha mustutendiwe, uri musacha wehondo.
Ahoi Mayuba, ahoi!
Ahoi
Mayusa, ahoi!
Hey, no spirit atinongoda kuti zvinge zvichidaro.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi.
Mapurisa emuBurundi anoti vanhu vashanu vakafa nezuro uye vamwe vatanhatu vakakuvara apo vamwe vanhu vainge vaine pfuti vakaridza pfuti idzi pamusika nezuro manheru. Vagari vemuguta reGisuru vanoti vanhu vanomwe ndivo vakaridza pfuti idzi pamusika uyu ndokubva vatiza. Varume vasiri kuzivikanwa ava vanofungidzirwa kuti vanhu vanodyidzana nevanhu vari muupoteri muTanzania vari kutungamirirwa nevaimbova mutauriri wemutungamiri weBurundi vaPierre Nkurunziza, avo vakadzingwa basa mushure mekuudza vaNkurunziza kuti vasiye basa gore rapera.
Vachuchisi vemuLebanon vapomera mhosva vatori venhau vemuAustralia pamwe nevamwe amai mushure mekuedza kuda kupamba vana vaviri. Sally Faulkner, avo vanhu vechizvarwa chekuAustralia pamwe nevashandi vavo vanoita zveterevhizheni vana, vakasungwa svondo rapera mushure mekunge vatsvaga chikwata chevanhu kuti vanoba vana vavo kubva kuna baba vavo avo vanga vachigara nevana ava muLebanon. Sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers riri kukurudzira hurumende kuti isimbaradze mitemo inodzivirira vemabhizimusi vemunyika kuti vakwanise kuita basa pasina kukanganiswa nevekunze vanopinza zvinhu munyika pasina mari yemitero yakakura yavanobhadhara. Izvi zvinonzi nesangano iri zviri kukonzera kuti mabhizimusi emunyika atadze kushanda zvakanaka achizoguma avhara vanhu vakawanda vachirasikirwawo nemabasa. Asi zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa zviri kukurudzira hurumende kuti idzikise mutero kuti zvikwanisewo kutumira zvekudya kuZimbabwe uko kune nzara. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvi zviri kuda kuendesa tsamba yenyonyuto kumuzinda weZimbabwe kuSouth Africa.
Sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers riri kuitawo musangano mwedzi unouya rakabatana nere Rebel Brand Solutions kuziya zvingaitwa kusimudzira mabhizimisi munyika. Mukuziya nyaya iyi tabata mutungamiri weConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers vaDenford Mutashu tikatanga kuvabvunza nezvekukosha kwemusangano wavo.
Pari zvino dai rinonyanya kunyika munyika ndeyekuti zvatinotenga kunze chiya zvotengeswa muno munyika zvawandisa kukunda izvo zvinogadzira munei mumakambuni edu emuno muZimbabwe. Saka rimwe redingindiro iroro ratinge tichitarisa uye tichida kunyanya kucherechedza kuona kuti isusu vezvitoro vane basa rakadii ravangakwanisa kunge vachiita kuti nyika yedu inge ichibudirira.
Asika vamwe vari kuchema chema vamutashu kuti nyika inogona hayo kuti hatisi kuda zvekunze zvakaita sezviri kubva kunana South Africa kuti zvinge zvichipinda munyika kusimudzira mabhizimisi emuZimbabwe, asi zvinhu zvacho zviri kugadzirwa muZimbabwe zvinenge zviri kunzi zvishoma uye zviri kudhura.
Hatisi kudzivirira kuti zvinobva senge zvichauye munyika aiwa. Tiri kuti isusu ngazviuye hazvo asi zvichiuyewo zvinemero. Zvimwe zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kugadzirawo muno tigadzirewo zvinondisiririsa chaizvo kuti tinowanika isusu tichinotenda matukutukutu zvemunyika. Tinotenda zvimwe zvinhu zvakafanana zvatinokwanisa kunge tichigadzira muno kuti adii isusu tatsvaka mari taita mari nevanenge vaneindastri mabisa aya. tarika isizi kuti industry yakakura zvakadiro kasvika nekodzo nekodzo nekuti kukura kwaro hakusi kunoreva kuti ndiyo kungena kwaro kugadzira zvinhu hakusi kwezve kunoreva kuti ndiyo kunoreva sandera achikwemudzira kugadzira zvinhu zvinodiwa zvezvi kutengesa nemutengo uri pasi nekuti vazhinji vachona vakadenha nekuda kwekuti vakanga vasingakwanisi kunge vachimanaja makambani avo zvakanaka nezvimwe zvakawanda zvainoitika vanhu vachidawo mariro kumwe kwaiyeze necorruption zvino zvakangosiyana siyana
asi tiri kunzwawo kuti vamwe vana muzvina bhizimisi vekusouth africa uku vava kutiwo hurumende yavo dei yaomesera zimbabwe nekuti zimbabwe yakakwidza zvikuru mitero yezvinhu zviri kutengwa kubva kusouth africa munoti kudi nemashoko iwayo
kutengwa nekutengeserana kunoita nyika dzakasiyana siyana pane zvisinde zvinenge zvichitarisa asi ndinoda kuti hurumende payakaita kuti zvinotengwa kubva kunyika yakafanana nesouth africa zvinge zvichikwidzwa mutero yazvinopinda nazvo pamabhodha yaiedza kuti inge ichiita kuti zvatinokwanisa kugadzira muno tikwanise kunge zvichizvigadzirewo muno omorangarira kuona kuti hurumende inenge ichidewo mari maererano nezvakafanana nemari inogadharwa yemutero yegt zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinenge zvichitariswa nehurumende izvo zvekuti panopinda zvinhu izvozvo zvikwanisa kunge zvichitererawo here zvimwe zvizhinhu zviri kungopinda nemuzimbabwe zvimwe zvinge zvakachipa nekuti hazvichitera mitero yegt.
Mutungamiri weConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers vaDenford Mutashu vari parunare muHarare.
Vagari vemudunhu remasvingo nhasi vashoropodza zviri mubhiri reNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission vachiti zvinotyora kodzero dzavo dzakachengetedzwa nebumbiro remutemo yenyika. Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pamusangano weruzhinji waitwa nekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvemutemo kodzero dzevanhu pamwe chete nerunyararo nhasi, vagari vekumasvingo vabva munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vati bhiri iri harina kugadzirwa zvakanaka uye harepi komisheni kusungwa kuzere sezvo richipa gurukota rezvemutemo neparamende simba rakawanda rekupindira mumashandirwo ekomisheni iyi. Mumwe wevanhu vashoropodza bhiri iri ndiva Lloyd Mupfudze, avo vati bhiri iri rinopikisana nezvikamu zvizhinji zvebumbiro remutemo yenyika nokudaro haritambiri.
Ichokwadi kuti harisi kugutsikana nebhiu iri nekutora simba rekomisheni. Bhiu rinotaura kuti komisheni mushure mekuziya nyaya rinofanira kuti iripote kuna minista uyu unozoona kuti nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei. Iri simba raminista rinotora simba rese kubva kukomishena inova ndiyo inofanira kunge ichiita basa iroro. Izvi zviri kunze kubumbiro romutemo. Bhiru ngariteedzere zviri musection 235 yebumbiro iyo inopa kusununguka kwemakomisheni ese akazvimirira ega. Bhiu haripi komisheni masimba akakwana ekuongorora nyaya. Section 7 yebhiu inotaura kuti komisheni inofanira kubuditsa mugazeti kana mumapepa nhau maererano nenyaya yevanenge vachida kuita kutikitivha uye nzvimbo yacho. Mazuva akapiwa kuti izvi zviitwe anokwana 30 days. Mazuva aya akawandisa zvinogona kuderedza nhamba yenyaya dzinoongororwa nekomisheni. Kushambadzwa ongororo kunopa zvakare vapari vemhosva mukana kuchichidzira mawitinesi kana vaya vakanganisirwa kutiza kana kufanira kugadzirira manyepo ekutaura. Ndo zvakashata zviri mubhiu iro riri.
Mumwe mugari wekwagutu vaSamuel Mawere vanotiwo bhiri iri rinopikisa bumbiro remutemo sezvo rakawanzwa masimba akawanda kugurukota rezvemutemo izvo zvisimo mubumbiro remutemo iro rinopa hurumende simba rekuumba komisheni iyi. VaMawere vanoti izvi zvinoita kuti isave yakasungunuka sezvo ichizopedzisira yopuwa gwara negurukota iri.
Independence kuva munhu usiri kwauri. Saka pana minista ari kunzi minista whoever anenge aripo iyeye achazoissue anonzi macertificate and minista iyeye according to the law of this country tine mutemo watinawo constitution yatakagadzira pataita zvekopake zviri kutota contrary neconstitution yedu yezimbabwe. Muri kuti minista uyu pamwakapointwa napurezidendi vake but akunzi akuta mapowers ekuti anozoissue certificate kukwanariwo kumdc kukwanariwo kuzanu obviousika anodistora information and ane masimba akawandisa of which iye minista kana aripo anofanira kuva mutumwa anofanira kuzoripota kupera kwegore kuisa kuparliament kwamuri imimi maparliament enzi anditi kwete kuti anonzi iye ndiye ane mapowers mapowers akawandisa anofanira kubva.
Bumbiro remutemo rinoti komisheni iyi inofanira kunge ichiendesa zvishandwa zvayo kuparamende Asi bili iri rinoti commission inofanira kupa gurukota rezvemutemo iro rinozoongorora zvinyorwa zvese zvisati zvabvumirwa kuendeswa kuparamende. Vagari vati izvi zvinogona kuti gurukota iri ribvise kana kukanganisa umbowo hwezviwanikwa zvekomishen iyi ichiyananisa vanhu vakakanganisirwa panguva yemhirizhonga. Vamwe vagari vashoropodza bhiri iri vachiti haritauri kuti mhirizhonga iyi inotangira pagore ripi sezvo pane kufungira kuti hurumende inoda kuyananisa vanhu vakakanganisirwa pasarudzo dza2008 chete. Vagari vanoti bhiri iri rinofanira kunyora kuti mhirizhonga dzose dzakaitika munyika kubva mugore 1980 kuitira kuti vamwe vakatambudzwa panguva yegukura hundi kumatebeleland nemidlands vapozwe maronda avo. Sachigaro wekomiti iyi vaDamian Mamvura, senator wekumount Darwin mubato rezanupf, anoti vari kutenderera vachitora pfungwa dzevanhu kuti vavake mutemo unozonyanya yananisa vose vakanganisirwa nevakakanganisira vamwe munyika. Musangano waitwa nhasi unotevera wakaitwa nezuro pamupandawana kwagutu uyo wakapindwa nevagari vekumaruwa avo vakataura zvimwe chete izvo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kumasvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
Vechidiki vemapato anopikisa vashora kuridziro yakaitwa nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko yekuti hurumende idzore chirongwa cheNational Youth Service. Vakarwa hondo yerusununguko ava vakaita kuridziro iyi svondo rapera pamusangano wavakaita nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Vakapinda muchirongwa ichi vakawanda makore apfuura vanozivikanwa nezita rekuti maGreen Bomber uye vaiwanzoshandiswa neZANU-PF mukushungurudza vemapato anopikisa. Munyori mukuru wevechidiki muMDCT vaLove Moch Noputsa vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti chirongwa ichi hachifanire kudzokororwa zvakare.
Ayo mashoko evanhu vasingazivi kushungurudzwa kwakaitwa vana veZimbabwe neNational Youth Service. Mashoko anotaridza kuti vanhu vava havazivi zviri kuitika panyika papa muZimbabwe muno, nekuti magraduates eyouth service anozikanwa iwo nokushungurudza vabereki mumusha. Chazvinotadza ndezvekungoti aiwa vanhu ava vanhu vane history yekukanganisa ugari hwevanhu munyika. Vanhu vanga vachishandiswa kutyisidzira vabereki wavo, vanhu vanga vachishandiswa kumbunyikidza vanhu kuti vange vane mafungiro amwe chete. So ndinoona sekuti zvavari kuda chete kungoisa pfungwa dzakaipa mune vechidiki, kuisa pfungwa dzekukanganisa, pfungwa dzekukwadza vechidiki, uye pfungwa dzisingaonzi kunduko.
Asi hanzi neZANU-PF chirongwa ichi ndechekudzidzisa vechidiki mabasa emaoko uyezve kuvadzidzisa nhoroondo yeZimbabwe.
Dai vachitotarisa kuti vechidiki vacho vangapiwa sei mabasa, kuti vechidiki vangabatsirwa sei kuti vabudirire, vechidiki vangawanirwa sei mari dzekuenda kuzvikoro vabvawo nepundusi yakanaka pane ramangwana, kwete kuwanikwa vachishandiswa pazvinhu zvevhaiolensi, kuwanikwa vachishandiswa pazvinhu zvekumbunyikidza vanhu. So ndinorwadziwa kuti panogona kutowana vanhu vanogara pasi vachida kuunza programu yakashungurudza vanhu, programu yakaitira kuti vanhu vanasiona upenyu.
Avo vanga vari vaLove Moch Noputsa, munyori mukuru wechidiki muMDCT, vanga vachitaura vari parunare muHarare natungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection nhasi tiri kutarisa kurudziro yevakarwa hondo yerusununguko yekuti hurumende idzore chirongwa cheNational Youth Service.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection, muneni wenyu ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kusiya basa izvozvi sezvo vatadza kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi hwenyika.
Vamwe vevakatsigira vaMugabe kuti vapinde panyanga muna 1975 vanoti havachavatsigire uye vanoti vaMugabe havafaniri kuramba vachitungamira nyika.
Vagari vekumasvingo voshoropodza bhiri remutemo wekuregererana nerunyararo vachiti runopa masimba akawandisa kugorokotara zvemitemo. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuoneka ine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, tokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelous Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 12th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some war veterans who thrust President Robert Mugabe to the helm of ZANU-PF have withdrawn their support for the Zimbabwean leader.
Our expectations, the lofty goals for which people died, including the one man, one vote thing, is now being despised. That's your reason, because of the institutionalized dictatorship.
Some Zimbabweans have rejected the Peace and Reconciliation Commission bill.
The bill must guarantee the independence of the commission as provided for by the Constitution on Section 235.
And Zimbabwe's land question remains a hot issue 36 years after independence.
As you may realize that these initiatives have been done mainly on party lines, and mostly those who are in the ruling party largely benefited. So me, I'm part of the majority of Zimbabweans who are yet to benefit.
For these stories and much more, stay tuned.
War veterans who were part of the group that signed the Mugagao Declaration in 1975, a document that thrust the President Mugabe to the helm of ZANU, say they are now withdrawing their support for the president. In the declaration, the war veterans passed a vote of no confidence in the then leader, Reverend Dabaningi Sithole. Mr. Mugabe, who was the ZANU Secretary General, replaced Sithole in what was widely regarded a coup. Some of the 32 war veterans that signed the declaration met today and stressed that they are withdrawing their support for President Mugabe. The group spokesman, Bernard Manyaza, who was head of military instructors, say some of them even contested the 1977 Special Congress, which claims to have endorsed Mr. Mugabe as the legitimate ZANU leader. Manyaza tells reporter Jonga Kanzemiri that though this may seem to be just academic, they know the president has already got the message.
That document took away the leadership of the party from Reverend Dabaningi Sithole to the then Secretary General of Zimbabwe African National Union, Comrade Robert Mugabe, with the view that as he leads the armed struggle, then the Congress to confer the presidentship would be done in Zimbabwe. But then the unfortunate development that happened was sometime in Mozambique in 1977, end of 76, there was a meeting that conferred him as the first secretary and president of ZANU, which was not very constitutional because the people who were supposed to have effected that on the constitution were supposed to be delegates, as was done in 1963. This was the genesis of this type of dictatorship, the institutionalized dictatorship they are calling one center of power, which freezes even the democratic space for the electorate because there is no decision without the one center of power interfering.
Some would argue that this is a matter of sour grapes because some of you may no longer be part of ZANU-PF. What's your reaction to this?
The grapes are not just sour, Kandemiri. They are very bitter. Because as I alluded earlier on, that our expectations, the lofty goals for which people died, including the one man, one vote thing, is now being dispatched. That's the reason, because of the institutionalized dictatorship. So, yes, I'm very bitter about that one. Why should we go against the basic tenets, the founding values of the struggle since the time of FNDP, when the clarion call was one man, one vote?
That was Bernard Manyadza, one of the disgruntled former freedom fighters, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. We were unable to get a comment from presidential spokesman George Charamba, whose mobile phone was unreachable.
In a related development, MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says President Mugabe should step down for failing to properly run the country. Tsvangirai told students at the University of Zimbabwe today that President Mugabe's party is even failing to account for diamond proceeds worth $15 billion mined by various parties in Manicaland province. Tsvangirai's party is expected to stage street protests on Thursday over the missing diamond proceeds.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
The question today is, when was ZANU formed? The answer to our question yesterday is Joshua Nkomo, Edison Zobo, and Robert Mugabe. There were several other people who attended the Lancaster House talks.
Some Maswingo residents have rejected the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission bill in public hearings, saying it gives the state too much power to monitor and control commissioners. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports.
Residents of Good Growth Point and Maswingo Town yesterday and today rejected almost three-quarters of the bill, saying it violates some provisions of Zimbabwe's constitution. The bill is designed to operationalize the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. One of the people who rejected the bill was Lloyd Mufuze of Mushayavanu in Gutu.
The constitution provides that the commission reports to parliament and not to the minister. Clause 9 of the bill therefore limits the power of the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and should be repealed. The bill must guarantee the independence of the commission as provided for by the constitution on section 235. The bill must not take away the commission's independence by giving the minister so much power that it infringes on the independence.
Charlotte Gano of Maswingo Town echoed the same sentiments, adding that the bill was silent on issues of reparations and compensation for victims of political violence.
This must have been included and clearly spelled out so that people like us who have lost their beloved ones, their cattle and their homes during political violence, we will get our things back and we should be compensated by the government. And it makes the bill a half-baked product.
Arnold Basera of Maswingo Simcheke Sebab added that the bill should be redone before it is passed in parliament, as it gives the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs and the President powers that are not in the constitution.
Yeah, this bill, clause 3, states that members of the commission will serve a maximum of 2 terms. Of up to 5 years as determined by the president, meaning that the president may appoint them for less than 5 years at his discretion, which is contrary to the constitutional provision of section 320, which states that members of all commissions must be appointed for 5-year terms. The president cannot appoint them for shorter terms. There is need for us to craft the bill to suit what the constitution wants.
Justice and Legal Parliamentary Affairs Committee member Mr. Innocent Gonese of the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, said the committee will present its findings to parliament without doctoring people's views.
Of course, we've got our own opinions, but at the end of the day, we stand guided by what the public would have said.
Human Rights NGO Forum, Tinotenda Kambarami, who attended the hearing, said the committee should respect the views of the people.
The people have spoken. I think they've looked at it. And a lot are speaking against the minister. I think overall they've said that some of the clauses that are contained within the bill, one, either unconstitutional or they give the minister too much power.
The public hearings are being done in all the provinces before the bill is presented to Parliament for approval. Parliament's legal committee has already condemned the bill, saying it contravenes some of the provisions of the country's constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month, we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980, was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. 'Cause that's the only way. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Zimbabweans took up arms to fight against colonialism, with the land question as a driving force for achieving black majority rule in the Southern African nation. Following a protracted liberation struggle, independence was achieved on April 18, 1980. Almost 36 years after independence, the land question still remains unresolved, with some Zimbabweans saying they were left out of the controversial agrarian reforms, which left over 3,500 white commercial farmers landless. On the other hand, some ZANU-PF activists are happy that they are owners of prime land in Zimbabwe. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo reports from Mutare.
Some of the people who were left out of the land reform program that kicked off in 2000 when the ruling ZANU-PF party felt the political heat from the then newly formed Movement for Democratic Change say it is saddening that only the ruling elite and people connected to President Robert Mugabe's party were given pieces of land. One of them is Obias Msaigwa, a Mutare resident, who says he has over the years been sidelined from such programs due to political reasons.
We have not benefited anything from the land reform. Those who were connected to the party benefited, but as of us who are non-aligned, we would not get anything.
Lloyd Gumbo, a ZANU-PF youth based in the eastern border city in Manicaland province, agrees, claiming that this has been going on for almost 36 years.
That thing about economic empowerment and land reform program was just a theory, to say so, in the sense that it meant to develop or to benefit all those people who were in the inner circle of the so-called ZANU-PF. But people like us, there's nothing like that. We just read about that, but then we didn't see it in practice.
Another Mutare resident, James Mfumi, who is a researcher with the Center for Research and Development, says the economic empowerment and land reform programs were noble schemes initiated by President Mugabe's government, though they have remained a pipe dream for many Zimbabweans.
Like any ordinary Zimbabweans, he's not managed to derive any benefit from such initiatives. As you may realize that these initiatives has been done mainly on party lines, and mostly those who are in the ruling party largely benefited. So me, I'm part of the majority of Zimbabweans who are yet to benefit from these government initiatives.
However, ZANU-PF activist and medical practitioner Bernadette Ndongwane says the ruling party brought a lot of opportunities to the marginalized black majority in the country. Charles Samuriwo, former spokesperson of the ZANU-PF Youth League in Manicaland, concurs, adding that he is also a beneficiary of the land reform and black empowerment programs. However, he says more still needs to be done to include millions of Zimbabweans.
I am a proud beneficiary of the land reform program, a proud beneficiary of indigenization and economic empowerment, and I celebrate the motive and the goal and the inspiration behind the programs, not as programs enunciated by a united and envisioned ZANU-PF, right, to promote equity and equality and realization of liberation goals and ideals. And to me, their implementation, the realization and of an actualization of these programs are not a ZANU-PF achievement, but a Zimbabwean achievement done by a Zimbabwean.
Some of those views were echoed by Tanaka Makwaza, a ZANU-PF youth, who says while he appreciates the empowerment programs spearheaded by his party, he is worried about the high levels of corruption within the former liberation movement.
As a citizen, as a youth as well, I can say we benefited like last minute for this land reform program. But actually, here in the province, we're having some challenges whereby these officers, they did not know what was fought for. As a citizen, we don't expect them to sell the land as they were doing to other people. But now we managed to strive just because, as you see, our president is always talking about us youth. So by him, that's when we managed to get a piece of land. But it's still a challenge, because when you got a piece of land, they come, they send other people there, you know what I mean? Things are not fair at all. I'm sure if the government can work on that one.
Manicaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene says she's also a proud beneficiary of all government programs, as she now owns a farm and is grateful to President Mugabe. Thousands of blacks affiliated to the ruling elite are believed to be owners of pieces of land, with some of them having multiple farms. A landlord, it appears, to be resented by those in power, fearing that they may be exposed if an independent assessment of land ownership is conducted in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.
Coming up,
Zimbabweans living in South Africa urge the country to drop duty on foodstuffs.
Young people dismiss calls for the revival of the National Youth Program.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
U.S. President Barack Obama is designating a historic house in Washington as a monument honoring the movement for women's equality in the country.
Police arrested more than 400 protesters who demonstrated at the U.S. Capitol in Washington Monday against the role of money in politics.
Nigeria's Boko Haram militants are making sharply increased use of children to carry out suicide bombings, according to the United Nations Children's Fund.
The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth has been too slow for too long, and that this disappointing growth could worsen.
And the music recording industry saw its first major sales boost in nearly 20 years, due in large part to the increasing popularity of online streaming websites, an industry trade group said today.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're broadcasting on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930-15455 shortwave frequency.
Some Zimbabweans in South Africa are reportedly seeking audience with the Zimbabwean embassy officials to ask their government to suspend customs duty on essential food commodities in the face of a crippling drought that has left thousands facing hunger. Travelers' rebate, also known as the duty-free allowance, is pegged at $300 and is granted on a few qualifying goods to a traveler once a month on first arrival in Zimbabwe. However, Southern Regional Spokesman Comfort Mochekeza of the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe tells Studio 7 that it will be impossible to totally remove the duty from some goods, but would make sense if it was reduced on basic foodstuff.
The challenge we have currently is that the business community, the local industry in Zimbabwe, they are crying foul. They are saying that the government has relaxed some of the laws, that at times there are cheap imports which are coming into the country, and those cheap imports are taking away business from them. The government, in trying to address these issues, as of now, they have contracted company, Bureau Veritas. It's a French-based company which will look at the quality of goods which are coming into the country. Then the second issue, which we are also pushing about, is the issue of high taxes. To say when people are buying the very basic goods such as cooking oil, maize meal, sugar, flour, this very basic which are necessary for day-to-day living, where I say the government, can it also be lenient on these issues and reduce the tax levels so that the goods become affordable?
But do you see a negative effect of reducing or totally eliminating customs duty on food items brought into the country?
Yes, that could be negative, but not very much. If food is not available in the country, if we don't have maize meal in the country, there is no effect at all in doing away with duties. It will only be there if we say we have got company A which produces the same product and they are producing it at competitive prices, and their products are of high quality. It will bring unfair competition. But the situation we have now, because of the drought effects and Zimbabwe being an agro-based economy, I don't see any effect in reducing the tax levels on imported products.
Is it possible to only remove duty on foodstuff?
Foodstuff, we are only talking them because they are basic. But at the end of the day, every consumer in Zimbabwe would want anything at affordable prices, and they want anything at competitive prices. While you see the government has a mandate of charging duties, we would want to see a situation where all the duties which are being charged are affordable, and they should also within the riches of most of the consumers.
Comfort Muchekeza is the Southern Region spokesman of the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe. He spoke on the line with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
Hello, all young people out there. I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. We have a new, vibrant, energetic, inspirational segment. This is Time to Engage. We have hot topics for discussion, like life coaching, motivation, leadership, health, entrepreneurship. This also includes music, social media, and everything else you want to know. We will talk to various experts to help us with these discussions coming from Washington. Send a message to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. Hashtag Time to Engage.
Don't miss that upcoming program here on Studio 7.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has called on Parliament to investigate the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara. Marking Dzamara's abduction 30 months ago at the weekend, the Lawyers for Human Rights expressed a grave concern that not much was being done by both the government and law enforcement agents to find Dzamara. It also condemned the previous disappearances of other activists, including Patrick Navanyama and Paul Chizuze. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights spokesman Kumbirai Mafunda says it's high time Parliament got involved.
We are actually appealing to Parliament to stop what some legislators are doing, walking out, trying to block the debate on Mr. Itai Dzamara, who remains disappeared 13 months after he was abducted. We feel that Parliament should treat this case seriously. This motion should be debated in Parliament. The resolution should be passed in Parliament. We feel that Parliament is representative of the people, and we are appealing to those legislators who are filibustering and trying to block debate on this key issue. Mr. Itai Damara's rights must be respected, and his family's concerns and rights must be respected too.
You are also citing the disappearance of Nabanyama and Chizuze. Would you say the issue of enforced disappearances is becoming systematic in Zimbabwe?
You have actually said it, Ntunga. We are worried by these pervasive disappearances. This did not start with Mr. Itai Damara. So we have let this culture of impunity persist for a long period.
Kumbirai Mafunda is spokesman for the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. He was speaking with Studio 7's Ntunga Melinkomo from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Ntunga Melinkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Today, we are discussing calls by war veterans to reinstate the controversial National Youth Service.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Some youth have dismissed call by war veterans for the reintroduction of the controversial National Youth Service program in Zimbabwe. The program, which started in the 1980s, dumped and then revived in 2001, has been viewed by most Zimbabweans as a breeding ground for violence instead of being a scheme for economic and social development. Stephen Sibanda, Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, Harare Provincial Coordinator, and Mavambo Kusile Don, Youth President, tells reporter Tatenda Gumbo the call to revive the youth program is senseless.
Senseless and pointless for the war veterans to ask for the recalling of the youth service. What for? Are we at war? Do we want a job? We don't want to be trained to be soldiers or you, whatever they call it. It's senseless, pointless, and it's of no use to me.
But they might say that this program is set to create nationalism amongst young people in Zimbabwe. Is that not how you see it?
You know, there's nothing good to celebrate about Zimbabwe. Only if Zimbabwe was a better place for us to live, we'd be talking about something else, you know, something different. We'll be celebrating that idea. But the fact that there's nothing good to celebrate our cause. So, to me, I don't say and I don't think it's a good idea.
You said earlier that instead of the National Youth Service, that the government should provide jobs.
Because all youth from ZANU-PF, from MDC, from Mavambo, from Wichita, they're jobless. They're educated, there's no job. So instead of spending more money on spending a big budget on youth services, why can't they use that money to attract investors, to create investment, to create some jobs for us?
That was Stephen Sibanda, Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, Harare Provincial Coordinator, and Mavambo Kusile Don, Youth President, speaking to Tatenda Gumbo from Harare.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts of The Connection will be talking with listeners and experts about calls for the revival of the feared and controversial National Youth Service. If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
Some war veterans who thrust President Robert Mugabe to the helm of ZANU have withdrawn their support for the Zimbabwean leader.
Some Zimbabweans have rejected the Peace and Reconciliation Commission bill.
And Zimbabwe's land question remains a hot issue 36 years after independence.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by yours truly, Chris Gande.
And our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Esiyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 12 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Alingalitshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yalimuva irokoza samnikazi in 1975 emgagaungale through umgagau document ukuthi kate ekwatezi asamfuni tina we selected him for that post but tina futhi sithi hayi sesidakwelaye.
Abanye abalwa impi yenkululeko bekuvuyo lebutho lezandla bathi bafuna umongameli Robert Mugabe asuke esikhundleni.
Bani ongama athi nanguyana umntwana ofunde imisebenzi yezandla kwi-National Service. Indaba lolu hlelo luqale lapho ngo-2000 kuze kufike namuhla. And akula mpumela imisebenzi yezandla abayifundiswayo. Ikuthi bona iZANU-PF ikholwa ukuthi umsebenzi wezandla ikutshaya abadala.
Abasakhulayo bamabandla aphikisayo sebesole inkuthazo yabalwa impi yenkululeko abathi uhulumende kumele aphendukise uhlelo lwe-National Youth Service. Bawisa izimathonsi abantu abaningi eSouth Africa namhla, okugoqela abeZimbabwe abafake imali zabo kwenye inkampani engelamahofisi ebebathembisa inzuzo enkulu i-MMM. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Abalwa impi yenkululeko bekuvuyo lebutho lezandla abangasathabeli isimo seZimbabwe okwamanje bathi bafuna umongameli Robert Mugabe asuke esikhundleni ngoba bebuhlungu ngendlela asebebulele ngayo ilizwe ebelinconywa ngabaningi ukuba ligugu ngezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika. Okuningi asikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokhu ngokunye kokwethulwe emhlanganweni lethathele izindaba owenzelwe Media Center eHarare lamhlemini ukhokhelwa ngumnumzana Bernard Manyadza owayesaziwa empini ngegama elithi Comrade Parker Chipoera. Bebethukuthele abayisitshiyagalolunye laba bethi baphatheka empini yenkululeko ngenjongo yokukhulula uZulu osegqilazwa ngumgabe ukuba athole inhlalakahle amalungelo akhe kikho konke ube khona umbuso kaZulu hathi lo osukhankaselwa ngumongameli labamlandelayo ngokubandlulula abantu bekhethwa ngemihlobo ukuba umuntu ungowasiphi isigaba langombala wejwabu. UManyadza uveze ukuba abanye babangenela umhlangano lentathela izindaba iningi labo ngabalwa bekuzinga laphezulu lobukhokheli ku-High Command baphatheka kusinqumo sokuletha umgabe esikhundleni sokukhokhela ibandla leZANU-PF ngemva kokubhubha kwamnumzana Herbert Shitepo ngomnyaka 1975 phansi kwesinqumo esaziwa ngokuthi Mugagawo Declaration, kungakho beseselawo amandla okusiguqula leso simo kusukela lamhla.
Siyalimuva irokoza samnikazi in 1975 emgagaungale through umgagau document ukuthi kate ekwatezi asamfuni tina we selected him for that post but tina futhi sithi hayi
sesidakiwelayo
kungakho umanyaza ethi befuna asuke esikhundleni ngoba esehlulekile ukulikhokhela ngendlela eletha umbuso kaZulu umgabe engasafanelanga ukuncintisa lakukhetho oluzayo luka-2018
sicalise idebate leyi ukuthi abantu bakhulume phezu kwengxaki leyi ukuthi abantu bayazi ukuthi they have the right, the ultimate right lokuchiza ukuthi ngubani kuzabe umkhokheli wabo.
Iqula leli lithathe njalo leli thuba ukusola indlela umhlangano wabalwa impi yenkululeko lomgabe owaphathwa ngayo bethukuthele ngoba kwasetshenziswa imali kahulumende ukuqhuba njalo bethi abanye babo bathengwa ukuba benze uphumelele. Abayisitshiyagalolunye laba bachaza umhlangano weviki eliphelileyo njengethuba elimotshakeleyo ngoba kungekho okuphumekiwo njengoba umgabe ebenze inhlekisa baphathwa okwensane abawungenayo. Lokho ababethe bazakutsho abanye babo ukuthi umgabe kumele atsho ozamelama akhuza umkakhe ukuthi akhethe amazwi akhe lapho ekhuluma emphakathini lokuthi angasancintisi kukhetho olandelayo akula waba lesibindi sokukutsho lapho sebekhanyelane laye. Bathi kwaba ngalesi simo ngoba iningi labavunyelwa ukungena lomhlangano kwakuvele kungasibantu abalwa impi uqobo njengoba abaziwayo ukubalisa unkosikazi Margaret Longo bavinjwa ukungena. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo abasakhulayo bamabandla aphikisayo sebesole inkuthazo yabalwa impi yenkululeko abathi uhulumende kumele aphendukise uhlelo lwe-National Youth Service. Abalwa impi yenkululeko bethule inkuthazo le emhlanganweni abawenzelo uMongameli Mugabe ngeviki edluleyo. Ontanga abaphatheke kuhlelo lolo esikhathini esedluleyo baziwa ngokuthi ngama-green bomber njalo bebesetshenziswa kakhulu libandla lezanu PF ukuhlukuluza abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo. Osakhulayo MDCT njalo engukansila wakobulawayo uMnumzana Mlandu Ncube uthi akumelanga luqaliswe njalo lolu hlelo.
Yazi kuyadanisa ngezinga elingaphezulu ukuthi kuze abantu abathi bona balwela impi yenkululeko besithi kakuphenduke bona abantu abaziwa ngokusukuluza abazali emakhaya. Ngeqiniso qiniso elipheleleyo mina kangiboni ukuthi la umbono lo uvele kubalweli bempi yenkululeko uvele kubantu abazenza bona abalweli bempi yenkululeko ngoba abalele bempinkulu wabona ukuthi amabhodi amagrama esathi ngama-green bomber babenzeni kunyanga ephelileyo ukubathela ngamandla kobatshaya. So akungeke kwenzakale lokho. Lokho kukhulunywe ngumuntu ongasomlweli wempinkulu kumbe nxa engumlweli wempinkulu ngaselazi umbono oyiwa uhambela egameni.
Liyalusola lolu hlelo kodwa abebandla lezanu PF bathi injongo yikufundisa abasakhulayo imisebenzi yezandla kanye lembali yeZimbabwe.
Iqiniso elipheleleyo yikuthi kambe ngubani ongama athi nanguyana umntwana ofunde imisebenzi yezandla kuNational Service. Yindaba lolu hlelo luqale lapho ngo-2000 kuze kufike namuhla and akula mpumela imisebenzi yezandla abayifundiswayo yikuthi bona iZanu PF ikholwa ukuthi umsebenzi wezandla yikutshaya abadala.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Mlandu Ncube ukhansila wakobulawayo njalo engosakhulayo owebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekhona le kobulawayo.
Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eleZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likaMabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa ziphakathi kokuhlela ukuyatshengisela ehofisini yomeli weZimbabwe kulelo lizwe, zikhadlaza ngokuthi kwesulwe imithelo ebhadalwa ukudla ukungena elizweni ukuze kube lula ukuthumela ukudla lokhu kuzihlobo labangane asebethwaliswe nzima indlala. IZimbabwe yethule imithelo ekudleni okuqakathekileyo okuvela phandle kwelizwe okulinyathelo elisolwa ngabaningi besithi kalesulwe ngoba lizabulalisa abantu ngendlala. Okuninga sikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapo esiphaloludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isikhulumeli sebandla liqoqa inhlelo zokutshengisela lokhu ele Progressive Alliance of Mthwakazi Unions, PAMU, umnumzana Clement Ncube uthi imizamo yabo yokuthumela ukudla okuqakathekileyo ekhaya ivinjwa ngurhulumente ngemithelo ephezulu. Umnumzana Ncube uthe endaweni eziningi elizweni abantu sebesidla iingqoqo zomlomo, ngakho abasebenza eSouth Africa sebethenga konke ukudla ngapha njengoba eZimbabwe irandi seliphelelwe ngamandla. Uthi usizi ukuthi umthelo obhadalwa ekudleni okuqakathekileyo okufana lempuphu, amafutha, amagwili lokunye uphezulu kokuthi kufana lokuthi usuthenge kabili.
Israel ikwazi ukuproduce anything at the moment, so thina sikuzuzayo okokudla sikubathumela khona ekhaya eborder ngale kuyathathwa uma umuntu engalamali ukubhadala ijuti. Abantu belambile kubhadalisa imali eziningi ijuti, uhulumende uyakubhadalisa, uyakutshaja, so kana ndaba labantu abalambayo ekhaya as long ngoba yena ufuna abantu balambe ukuze bakontrole kahle.
Wabona ngoqoqo kwenhlelo zaleli bandla umnumzana Albert Ndlovu ude okubuhlungu ukuthi ukuze abasebenza kwele South Africa bathumele ekhaya nyanga zonke babe bona bebophe zabo izisu, kodwa uhulumende ukutshaya indiva konke lokho.
Manje nakhona ma kusiba nzima kanga ukuthi ukudla lokho laba abaphandle abalwisile bezamile ukuthi makuye ekhaya kufike uthole ukuthi uhulumene ukhwela phezu kwabantu futhi abaqeda amandla ongakuthi uzogcina usubona ukuthi kungcono ukuhlala phansi phela.
Umnumzana Ncube yena uthi njengoba uhulumende wethula ngokusemthethweni ukuthi iZimbabwe isesimene sibi ngendlala, kusagcekene ukuthi yonke imigoqo evimbela ukutholakala lula kokudla kufanele isuswe.
Thina sithi akuqegiswe umbe akususwe altogether ijuti kuma basic foodstuffs ekhaya ngoba imajority yabantu aba able bodied people abantu abakhona ukusebenza bangaphandle kwelizwe basebenzela ekhaya bokusiza abantu abasekhaya abangalaludo.
UNdlovu uthi umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi ungubaba ekhaya abantwana besifa ngendlala, kuthi lokho abakuthole komakhelwana ngemva kokusebenza nzima ufike wena ukuchithele phansi.
Lokho sokuvela sobala ukuthi uhulumeni akanandaba nabantu, ngoba ngabe le ndaba nabantu impela ngabe uhlangabezana nabo ukuthi hayi okungenani masithi laba abaphumele ngaphandle bakulethe lokhu kudla sisebenzisane njengohulumeni. Uhulumeni athi lokho nakwakwenelisayo kubenefite labo abaseZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Ncube uthi baphakathi kokudinga imvumo yokuyatshengisela besethula izikhalazo zabo ehofisini yeZimbabwe eConsulate eseJohannesburg mhlaka 22 lenyanga.
Silohlele ukuthi siyinikeza lomele uhulumeni izikhalazo zethu singabantu ngoba singamaqembu athile labo laba bathwala impahla umalayisha bathwele nzima endleleni, so sokuba nzima ukuthi sibaphathise ukudla ngoba bazokucharge imali ephezulu bese selabo besenzela ufika bebhadala imali ephezulu ejuti.
Loba nje uhulumende sipha abantu uncedo lokudla, baningi abathi lokhu kudla bayakuncijwa ngoba kuthiwa kabasiwo malunga ebandla leZANU PF. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Siyabonga Nhlapho. Abathenga impahla phandle kwelizwe baphiwa ithuba lokungena lempahla engedluli amakhulu amathathu amadola i-$300 kanye ngenyanga. zingedlula imali impahla ziyabhataliswa umthelo we customs duty kusiya ngokuthi ziyimalini. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labathengi e-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Comfort Mujekeza, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi lanxa kunzima ukuthi uhulumende esule lomthelo kumele awehlise.
Into yokuqala, abantu bonke bakholwa ukuthi i-government ilomlando ukuthi ibone ukuthi abantu bonke bayazuza ama basic needs afana nalokudla. Ente labo bathi nxa ukudla kungekho lapha ngkhaya abantu benza umzamo ukuthi bakuthenge phandle. I-government kungcono i-create layo i-company conducive ukuthi ukudla kwana kuzule kufike ezindlini zabantu. On the other hand, abalungisa impahla ama-industrialist lapha labo bakhala bathi sebethethelwe i-business ngamakhampani aphandle kwelizwe. So labo bathi kungumkhulu lomthetho ukuthi i-government iprotect i-local industry. So because of imicabango engithule yokuthi othengayo akhangela ukuthi into zivela ngaphi, ukhangela i-affordability yezinto. But abalungisayo ama-industrialist lapha bakhangelela ukuthi kube le special protection. Yikho kubangela ukuthi enye imithelo nxa seyikhulunywa yezinto ezivela phandle. I-government layo yabe zama ukuthi protect i-local industry.
Kodwa-ke nxa sikhangela okwenzakalayo kathesi siyabona ukubana kule ndlala, uhulumende kangeke na ehlisa imithelo kumbe ayisuse?
Ndlala ikhona iqiniso. Even u-president sowadeclare ukuthi sokule ndlala sokudingwa uncedo oluvela amanye amazweni. At the same time bayathembisa labo ukuthi no one will die of hunger. Imizamo iyayenzwa ukuthi bekhona. So into yokwehliswa komthelo iqakathekileyo ukuthi thina nxa sikhangelela amalungelo abathengi, into yokuqala ukuthi into yonke ethengiswayo ibe affordable kubathengi bonke. Kungasweli umuntu oswela isinkwa because usweli imali yokuthi asithenge. Isinkwa sakhona asitholakale ezindlini zabantu and sitholakale ngentengo efaneleyo. Nxa ukuthi sisuka phandle sichiphe ukudlula esalapha, kukhangelelwa ukuthi even nxa sesidlula e-border ingabi indlela yokufaka i-price yokuthi abantu babe discourage ukuthi bathenge isinkwa sakhona whilst lapha singekho.
Khona lokhu ukuthi uhulumende afake imithelo abantu beletha ukudla, ngokubona kwenu njengenhlanganiso kuyanceda na amabhizimusi elizweni?
Into yomthelo into ekhona emazwe wonke. Otherwise into which we ngayo i-level yomthelo yakhona ukuthi kutheleswa malini. Nxa sesikhuluma ngento impuphu, isinkwa, i-cooking oil, i-sugar, i-salt, into lezi they are very basic things ukuthi even uhulumende nxa ekhangela umthelo wazo into lezi akhangele ngelihlo elibanzi.
Hello, ngumnumzana Comfort Mujekeza, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labathengi e-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo.
Le i-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha i-Voice of America ese-Washington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Bawisa izimathonsi abantu abaningi eSouth Africa namuhla okugoqela beZimbabwe abafake imali zabo kwenye inkampani engelamahofisi ebibathembisa inzuzo enkulu i-MMM. Inkampani le yasungulwa isigilamkhuba sakwele Russia esake sabotshwa njalo sapika ngemva kokutholakala silecala lobuhuquluzi kanye lokutshontshela uzulu imali engangezigidi ezedlula ezine zamadola i-4.3 million. inkampani le yazise lamuhla ukuthi isizavala eSouth Africa ngoba ingahambanga ngendlela ebeyikhangelele ibhizimusi yayo. I-MMM ibithembisa ukuthi ungafaka imali engange 5,000 rands ngemva komnyaka ubuya thola i-183,000 rands okuyinzuzo ebikwa ihuge abantu abaningi. Amankampani anje aziwa ngokuthi yiPonzi scheme ngesiNgisi. Amapolisa kwele South Africa ebevele ephakathi kokucwayisisa ngodaba lweMMM ngoba anakanela ukuthi inkampani le ibisenza into ezingekho emthethweni. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxele intatheli izindaba eZimbabwe ehlala kwele South Africa umnumzana Mxolisi Ncube ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Into ebisenzakala nge-Triple M ukuthi nxa betsho bona bathi abantu abefaka imali encane bakade beyithola. Kube sofala laba abafaka imali ezinkulu ukuthi nxa wena ufaka imali encane bakulayela umuntu oseduzane ongamfakela imali ngoba nokwelinye ilizwe eliseduzane. But ukuthi nxa uthi ufaka like 100,000 kusiya phezulu ubuphiwa i-account yaseRussia obe usenza ukuthi vele into yakhona ihle ibe ibonise ukuthi kulesandla semfene phakathi. Kodwa abaningi laba abanye kulabantu esengibabonile mina abalabo 15,000 bazama ukubathatha sebela bo 1 week, 2 weeks bezama ubathatha besehluleka. Kunabanye abalabo izimali ezingani zincane labo bathi basazithola kodwa omunye mina sengibabonile abangafika abane ngabafuna ama 10,000 kusiya phezulu bayehluleka ukuthi bathole. Kukanti kulabanye futhi njalo abanye abayenza izinto zenkani ukuthi abafuni kulalela nxa betshela ukuthi hayi lento leyi isiduka baloku besaba ngumsindo bathi bona sibatshela amanga.
Bakhona yini obaziyo abafake imali asebedliwe njalo bathi inokwamanje?
Abantu bonke even labo abasazama ukuthatha izimali zabo basaselethemba lokuthi mhlawumbe lento ebhalwe emaphepheni ngabe ngamanga basethembele ukuthi ni basazoyithola imali yabo.
Ukhona kahle kahle li Triple M ilama office yini lapha abantu abangakhona?
Into embi ukuthi akula muntu oyazi ama office ayo njalo ayila into ngesingathi thina yi central account ukuthi kungaba nje umuntu eyedwa ukuthi welonguyo edle izimali zabantu. Oso kusenzakala ukuthi abantu kuthiwa uyavulelwa i account lapho ufika uzilogele on wena ku internet uzirunele i account yakho. Ukanti yiko sokusethusa kakhulu abantu ndisebenza lokuba ukuthi ngama panic withdrawals ngulo nalowo sezama ukuthatha imali yakhe. Ukanti uzuthole leyo mali kube lomunye umuntu kwenye indawo ojoinayo. Lenga ungasabanga lalowo muntu ojoinayo kuba nzima ukuthi uthole imali yakho. Kukanti ngemva kwaloko sokwenzakele ukuthi idaba soliphuma indawo yonke ukuthi sokudubukile akusela muntu okhanya esaselesifiso sokuthi abuye aphosele imali yakhe okubonisa ukuthi kuzoba nzima ke bantwini ukuthi bazithole izimali zakhe ikakhulu labo abafake izimali eziningi.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mxolisi Ncube intatheli izindaba eZimbabwe ehlala kwele South Africa.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo ole the connection usikhangela inkuthazo yababe ngabalweli bempi yenkululeko eyokuthi uhulumende kumele aphenduse uhlelo lwe National Youth Service. Nxa lifuna ukungena kulolu hlelo lisazise ngokusithumela incwajana ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami untungameli Nkomo lomunye wami utatenda gumbo.
Okay, sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ukuxokozela kwemkhankaso wokudinga usekelo kwamabandla athela ama-Republicans lela ama-Democrats kukhetho lwama-primaries ukuze kutholwe ozamela ibandla kukhetho lukamongameli kwele Melika kuqhubekela phambili. AbeZimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana bathi akula sizathu sokuthi bebonakale bejabulela ilanga likaZibuse ngesikhathi bebhoda amazwe bedinga imvuthu zokuziphilisa. Okuningi sikuzweni kuntathela izindaba yeStudio 7 uMathini Ngwenya oxoxela abanye eHaberone kwele Botswana.
Uweka umncele ongekho emthethweni ukuzithola usebenza gadalala emaplazini kanye lokuthelwa imvubu ayisiwo zibuse inengilezi mabelela umcabangela lapho kuthathwa umbuso kwabelungu kodwa inengi lizithola libanjwa ngamandla okuphuma elizweni lisiyadinga ukusiphilisa eBotswana lapho ongundoda zibonele impilo ingancengi umnumzana Dumazile Sibanda uthi akulazibuse angakhuluma ngaye uma elokhu ehlupheka edinga umsebenzi kwamanye amazwe kukanti abanye badla bobodwa bekhomba ngophakathi.
As a young Zimbabwean independence, angiboni umusulwa wayo ngoba siphila kanzima siyeqa amabhoda siya kwamanye amazwe ifike besiphathe kabi khona ngathi sibotshile ukuba ama-ID card immigrants siphinde sifike ekhaya siphile impilo ezinzima. I believe ukuthi independence iphilwa ngabantu abayizinothi bona abantu abaphethe izikhundla eziphezulu abadla bebodwa phezulu khona ngale.
Kukanti unkosazana Jennifer Nleya uthi ngabe umuzubuso oqondileyo abantu kumele babe selizweni labo belemsebenzi eqondileyo.
Ingaba yi-independence bani esikhuluma ngayo ngaphandle kokuthi ilizwe salithatha emakhiweni kodwa kinqanye ngaphandle kwelizwe ngihlupheka akusiyo independence kimi ngoba engifisayo ukuthi ngabe ngiselizweni lami ngilomsebenzi omuhle ngiyaqhubekela phambili nge.
Usisa Mkandla yena ubona umhla ka 18 Mabasa sekulilanga nje esithi kumele kube lendlela eziqinileyo zokuletha uzibuse ozapha amandla omnotho ebantwini.
Hayi lapho kusela independence sibili sesicelebrate ibizo nje. Into okumele ukuthi yenzakale ukuthi sihlale phansi sizinuke amakhwapha sibone ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi siqhubele phambili ukuthi kube le independence eqotho kundaba zomnotho welizwe lendaba zepolitiki yikho lapho singathola khona i-independence eqotho kodwa le esiyicelebrate mhla ka 18 hayi akulalutho sibili.
Ngelanga likazibuse iofisi emele iZimbabwe kweleBotswana iyande ukuba lomkhosi ukunanza ilanga leli kodwa ngesikhathi uhulumeni weZimbabwe evuma ukuthi isikhwama ziyavuza lonyaka akulambuthano oqoqiweyo. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisavurungu leBotswana.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya ukusanda kwethulwa lidale lomthethwandaba elithethe isinqumo sokuthi abantu abatshadileyo akumelanga badumele umakhalekhukhwini womunye wabo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba silo nkosikazi Lilian Mlilo umamoyo ongukansila edolobheni lakobulawayo ixoxa lomnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ifuna ukuthi ngibambe kunzima vele yomkami vele mina anguthandi ukuthi ngibambe ngoba yena efonini yakhe uyabe le zinto zakhe azenzayo ezisecret ikakhulu ifoni leyi iselfone mina ngase ngazitshela ukuthi kona ukhala ukuthi sivele ukuthi iselfone kebe kusitsho ukuthi umuntu kufuze yena azibambele ifoni yakhe athi bambe omunye umuntu mina vele ifoni kababa lo wazi wasithiya zange ngibambe.
Baba Mkandla nathi uthi
akubona sibili ukuthi kunzima ngoba nzani bona ezinye izinto eziza ngikhweza iBP khona phane phone.
Baba Mkandla
ngesintu sakithi singasafaki ukuzenzisa kwabantu yiyo ngenye yezindlela zokuhlonipha nayona leyo ungapho ukudumela nje ulutho lomuntu ngoba ucingo lolu njengoba umama esitsho luqukethe okuningi. Yebo kambe ayisho izinto ezilimazayo isikhathi sonke. Abanye babe besaqoqa indaba zabo zangaba ze-business ezingaba ngezompolitiki ezichiyene ezingelandi lomunye umuntu. Ngakho ke sibili mina ngiyakuvuma ukuthi kwethu kuyakhulu laba abasabambe oludala. Hayi, nxa kulento kumele ibitshela nona lisatshelana. Kodwa bakulezi nsuku ngibona ngathi ngabakuvumi ke khona lokhu yikho ufica zithile izikeyisi kuzonke ngoba nasebefuna ukuthi balingane okwakho ngokwami benza abakufunayo.
Kodwa ngenxa sesikhangela phela mamoyo abantu bangathathana sokumele ukuthi ngabanyamanye asikho khonokho.
Ye, liqiniso sibili abantu bangathathana abanyamanye kodwa into ehluphayo indaba yefoni leyi vele iyahlupha ngoba ichithile imizi eminingi. Indaba zefoni ubaba kangayibambi ifoni kamama umama laye ngangayibambi ifoni kababa ukwenzela ukuthi bahle angitsho ukuthi kuyabe kulezinto ezimpe ezenzakalayo emafonini lapha but kungukana kuqakathekile ukuthi singabambi amafoni omunye lomunye kazibambele ifoni yakhe ukuthi sigcine umuzi wethu imizi ichithekile ngoba abanye ikakhulu obaba babe lama-affairs abo ingxenye elo esele small house suthethe ifoni kababa wabamba wathola ukuthi kule kuma messages khona phana bayabhalelana into zokuthandana abantu basemathandweni kuma messages sokuqalisa ukukhulunywa endlini laphana endlini akusahlaliswana kuhle ifoni iyadiliza umuzi mina ngona ngingathandi vele ukuthi ngiyibambe
ye kodwa kumela ngiphe ukuthi jazz nje ubona ukuthi uhamba njani
hayi mina vele kangibambe sibili ifoni kababa ngiyayihlonipha ngiyayirespekta ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ne-BP i-BP kulezi insuku iyabulala baba umkhuhlane obulalayo sibili ngoba kuyahle kuqanise yonke into thina silama-BP kathesi ngabona lapha nto ubaba selo munye umuntu ole ase naye anti kuzahle kumbulala
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba mkandla akunani yini ukuthi umuntu akhangele ifoni leyo awe sezibonela phela ukuthi kuhamba njani
vele ungahamba entabeni indawo uzahlangana layo ezinye izinto zamafoni abantu engxenye ukuxoxa le ntanga yakho sowabo kungakhathaleli ukuthi umdala okungakanani yilo lalowo muntu ulobuntwana obuthize ngaphakathi kwakhe ikakhulu kubo ntanga bakhe angadlala ngezinye izindlela ezingaqhuba lo omunye ongazange azi isisusa sendaba lokuthi kukhulunywani yena abe sehlanganisa-ke iinombolo zakhe zimnike impendulo engayisiyo yiko ubangela ama-BP akhe umama
siyabonga ke lapha wabe usilalele umnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu lo nkosikazi Lillian Mlilo ongukhansila edolobheni lakobulawayo bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 isikhathi kasisavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngilichiya ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lilale